Track 4, Redefining Relationships and Reparenting. In the last few tracks, we discussed sources of male shame and ways to interrupt shame generated in the present. Let's now look at some methods for reducing the maintained shame that men often carry with them. First, we'll look at redefining relationships. Then, we'll discuss a reparenting technique. As you know, many men stay in relationships that sustain their shame, relationships that feed their depression. Even with therapy, it might be nearly impossible to truly overcome the shame and depression if their close relationships perpetuate harmful and humiliating feelings. My colleague, Ted, had a client who complained about his tense family relationships. The client, Jeff, was a 30-year-old salesperson whose father was constantly asking him how much he paid for things. Jeff said that every time he told his father how much, the father would shame him in some way, either by saying he paid too much or too little for a certain thing. If you recall the information from the previous track, Jeff's father was participating in intentional shaming. Ted, the therapist, told Jeff he had to decide how important his relationship with his father was to him. He had to either tell his father how he felt or allow himself to become even more alienated from him. Jeff said he did want to keep a good relationship with his father, but he didn't want to be shamed anymore. Ted then encouraged Jeff to refuse to answer his questions about prices, thus redefining the way they interacted. Think about your clients. Do you have any with whom a similar change of response technique might work? After that session, Jeff bought a sofa and his father asked Jeff how much he paid for it. Jeff said, "I think we'd be better off if we didn't discuss how much I pay for things." Jeff said his dad was very surprised to hear his son defy him like that, but from then on, Jeff stated his relationship with his father was much better, and he didn't feel shamed so much anymore. Jeff had, in a way, redefined his relationship with his father. In the next session, Ted asked Jeff what he felt he owed his family. Jeff stated, "I know what I owe to my family is to go home if a family member were dying. Beyond that, I'm not sure." Ted then asked Jeff what he would freely give. Jeff answered, "I would give my father continued contact. By that, I mean I would keep in touch with my father in some way." Ted patterned his questions after Kaufman's ideas on releasing shame from everyday occurrences. As you know, it's important for men to determine what they are obligated to do and what they can avoid doing if it causes them shame. If Jeff's dad were to shame him again, Jeff could assert himself and do what he chose to do. In this way, Jeff had redefined his relationship. He had changed his behavior whenever his father shamed him. Now that we've talked about redefining relationships, let's move on to the more specific technique of reparenting. A large part of internalized shame has roots in early childhood scenes of shame. A depressed man can go back to the little boy inside and comfort him. Thus he becomes the good father to himself that he probably never had. Here's an example of what a therapist might tell his or her client as a part of the reparenting process. As you listen, think about how you might put this in your own words and convey it most effectively to your client. Providing that you're not driving a car, of course, as you listen to this CD, do this exercise as I describe it. Relax the muscles in your body and make yourself comfortable in your chair. Now breathe very slowly in and out. As you exhale, concentrate on draining the tension from your body. I'm going to share with you some images. If you think of an image that works better for you, go with it. Anything you experience will be helpful. Imagine you are descending a staircase. Really feel the sensation of walking, of putting your foot on each step. When you reach the bottom, you're in a long hallway. At the end of the hallway, there's a light. Walk toward the light. You'll see that it's coming from your room. Walk into the room and take it all in. It's your bedroom from when you were 5 or 10 years old. Choose whatever age comes to your mind first. Whatever age is easiest for you to picture. Or, if you do not have a bedroom, The room you're seeing is a safe place you would go to be alone and feel safe. Walk around the room and touch everything you see. Notice how the furniture is placed, what color the walls are, whether there's a window, where the closet is, what shape the furniture is. Notice the smell of the room. Think of your memories from this room. What games did you play? What was it like to wake up in this room? Where did you draw pictures or just doodle? Pick up a toy or a book and play with it. Become the child you used to be. Now lie on your back on the floor. Try to take it all in. Try to feel as small as you once did. Now stand up again and look around the room one more time. Go to the doorway and look in on your childhood as an adult. You're an adult standing there, looking at the figure of yourself as a little boy. He's sitting in the corner. Go to him and take a closer look. Picture him as best as you can. You may even want to think of an old photograph from that age to strengthen the image. Now sit down beside him. Put your arm around him. Tell him I'm here now and ask him what he's feeling. Ask him what he needs. Give him what he needs. Say all the comforting things you wanted to hear when you were a child, but you never did. Now pick him up in your arms and give him a big hug. Hold him close and say, "You're a good son, and I'm proud of you." Take him out of the room and out into a bright, sunny day. Sit together in the grass for a bit and feel the warmth of the sun. Now imagine that you are taking him to a new, safe place inside you. Imagine a soft, warm bed and tuck him into the bed right beside you. Sit with him and again say to him what he needs to hear. Now kiss him one more time and hug him. Now he has a special place inside you, so whenever he needs you, you'll be back. Say to him, "I'll be with you always." Tiptoe away from him and walk back into the hallway, up the staircase. When you're ready, open your eyes and join me again. Consider your male client experiencing depression and shame that you are currently treating. Would he benefit from this reparenting guided visualization? Would it be beneficial to play this portion of the CD in a session? The musical tones were inserted to easily mark the start and stop point when fast-forwarding through the track on your CD player. After this reparenting exercise, it's important to ask your client how he feels. It may take him a few tries in this exercise to clearly see his child self or to peacefully talk to himself as a boy, but gradually he may be able to chip away at the anger and shame he felt as a youngster. In the next track, we will discuss how to recognize shame. Question 4. What are two methods that facilitate healing internalized shame?